This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The second India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable, ISMR, was held in Singapore today. During the meeting, the leaders of India and Singapore emphasized on ways of further enhancing cooperation between India and Singapore in emerging and futuristic areas. Both sides deliberated upon six pillars identified under ISMR, which include digitization, skill development, sustainability, healthcare and medicine, and advanced manufacturing and connectivity. Union Minister Srinivasa Sitharaman, Dr. S. Jayashankar, Ashwini Vaishnav and Piyush Goyal attended the meeting. The delegation from Singapore was led by Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore, Gan Kim Yong. Earlier, the Indian ministers called on President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam and Prime Minister of Singapore Lawrence Yong in Singapore. The central government has decided to create five new districts, Jhanskat, Dras, Sham, Nubra and Changthang in the Union Territory of Ladakh. In a social media post today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, the Minister of Home Affairs has decided to create five new districts in the Union Territory in pursuit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to build a developed and prosperous Ladakh. He said the new districts will take the benefits meant for the people to the doorsteps by bolstering governance in every nook and cranny. He said the government is committed to creating abundant opportunities for the people of Ladakh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the decision to create five new districts in Ladakh. Sri Krishna Janmashtami has been celebrated with fervour and gaiety in the whole country today. In Uttar Pradesh, temples and houses in the entire Braj region have been decorated with colourful tableau. As per the tradition, Sri Krishna's birth will be celebrated at 12 midnight in Mathura, the birthplace of Lord Krishna. Since yesterday, lakhs of devotees from across the world are visiting the famous Sri Krishna Janmabhumi, Dwarkadish, Thakur, Bake Bihari, Prem and ISKCON temples in Uttar Pradesh. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings on the occasion to citizens. BJP has distanced itself from party MP Kangana Ranaut's comments on farmers' agitation, saying that she is not authorized to speak on policy issues. In a statement, the party has asked Kangana Ranaut to refrain from making such statements in the future. The BJP said the party is determined to follow the principles of social harmony with Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas. Indian Meteorological Department has issued red alert today over parts of Gujarat, Rajasthan and Madhya Maharashtra due to extremely heavy rainfall. The IMD said that Madhya Maharashtra will receive extremely heavy rainfall today, while Saurashtra, Kutch and Gujarat will experience the same till tomorrow. Similar conditions will also remain over West Madhya Pradesh, Goa, coastal Karnataka and South interior Karnataka today. In Gujarat, several districts received torrential rainfall today, disrupting normal life. Over 150 tehsils of the state received light to very heavy rainfall since morning. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel had a telephonic conversation with the district collectors of seven rain-affected districts of the state, including Bhavnagar, Dang, Morbi, Kutch and Surendranagar, to review the flood situation. Japan is on high alert as Typhoon Shanshan nears and could make landfall in western Japan, most likely from Tuesday through Wednesday. Japan's weather agency warned today, urging residents to prepare for strong winds, high waves and heavy rainfall. According to the Japan Meteorological Agency, the typhoon is currently moving over the ocean near the Japanese island of Amami Oshima and could escalate into a very powerful storm later this week. In Pakistan, at least 23 people were killed in Balochistan's Musakhel district, about 317 kilometers from Quetta, as gunmen shot at trucks and bus passengers after checking the identities. According to Assistant Commissioner Musakhel Najib Kakar, armed men blocked the interprovincial highway in Musakhel. Australia's right to disconnect laws have come into effect, granting workers the entitlement to refuse contact outside of the working hours. From today onwards, employees in Australia will have the right to refuse to monitor, read or respond to work communication outside of the paid hours. However, the right to disconnect does not apply to emergencies. And that is the end of this news bulletin.